WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly transform your life. The power of forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or letting people off the hook. It's not about forgetting what happened. It's about releasing yourself from the grip of anger, resentment, and bitterness. You know that feeling when you hold onto a grudge? It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, slows you down, and makes it hard to move forward. Forgiveness is about choosing to let go of those rocks. It's about freeing yourself from the past so you can step into the future with lightness and clarity. Let's unpack this a bit, because there are some seriously valuable insights here. 5 key takeaways for forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness is a gift to yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment isn't hurting the person who wronged you, it's hurting you. It keeps you stuck in negative emotions, prevents you from healing, and can even damage your physical health. Think about it like this. Forgiveness is an act of self-love, a way to say, I choose to prioritize my own well-being. 2. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You absolutely don't have to become best friends with the person who hurt you. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning their actions or saying what they did was okay. It simply means choosing not to let it control your thoughts and emotions anymore. You can forgive someone and still set healthy boundaries, even distance yourself from them if necessary. 3. It's a process, not a switch. Forgiveness isn't something that happens overnight. It takes time, effort, and often, some serious self-reflection. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and moments where you feel stuck. Be patient with yourself. This is a journey, not a destination. 4. Empathy can help. Try to understand the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but it can help you see the situation more fully. Maybe they were hurting themselves, making mistakes, or acting out of fear. Understanding their motivations can sometimes make it easier to let go of anger and resentment. 5. Practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your mindset away from negativity. Take time each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a kind word from a stranger, the laughter of loved ones. This can help you cultivate a sense of peace and well-being that makes forgiveness easier. You ever feel like someone's actions just keep replaying in your head? Like a broken record stuck on repeat? That's anger and resentment holding you hostage. Forgiveness is the key to breaking free from that cycle. Real-world example, think about that time a friend canceled plans at the last minute, leaving you feeling disappointed and frustrated. You probably felt a surge of anger and maybe even resentment towards them. But let's say they reached out later, apologized sincerely, explaining they had a family emergency they couldn't handle otherwise. Could you forgive them? Would it feel lighter to release that anger and focus on understanding their situation? Summary and key takeaways. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about choosing to let go of the hurt so you can move forward with your life. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It allows you to heal, grow, and embrace a brighter future. Call to action. So, I want you to think about someone you need to forgive. Maybe it's a friend, a family member, or even yourself. Take a moment to reflect on how holding on to this anger is affecting you. Then, take that first step towards forgiveness. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, the feeling of liberation will be worth it. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, please give us a rating and review. It helps others discover the Stoic Life and join us on this journey. Until next time, keep striving for calm confidence, one mindful step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.